Taylor.
And I'm Amber.
And this is
Waking Up the Witch. We're your neighborhood witches. Each week, we talk about all things witchy and connect with other humans in a storytelling format about navigating life on this floating rock.
We're two curious ladies trying to understand the human experience. But while we do that, we think it's important to honor the people that lived here before us and honor the cultures and traditions that we're being inspired by.
This podcast is about waking up the witch, which means we are learning and growing every day. That being said, we are always open to feedback on how we can do better.
The views and opinions of our guests don't necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Waking Up the Witch. Now, let's go, ghouls! Live from
Medford, Oregon.
I was going to say my basement, but I don't have a basement. From my spare bedroom, it's Amber and Taylor. Put some horns right here. Hey, that's Amber.
Fun. Hi, Taylor.
How are you?
Shitty. How are you?
Are you feeling a little better after our interview?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It's wavy.
You're allowed to feel shitty.
Yeah, and lots of waves.
What's wrong?
My old dog is dying, and I have to put her down on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So, very hurt, but other than that, I'm really good. She's my soul. She's my soul dog, and I hate that I have to choose to end her life, but yeah. I know it's what
I mean, she's been around since you were...
I've had her for over 12 years. She's 1 month shy of being 14. So she's an old lady and she's been hurting for a long time. And we've had her on a lot of drugs for a long time to make her comfortable. But yeah, I mean, it's really shitty too, because she's been doing so well since we made that call. And that's what happens is they create that confusion for you. That happened with my dog Chester too. It was like, but he seems fine now. So it just fucks with your brain.
Yeah.
But it's like they know, I think, too, that it's like, okay, we're just going to have one last really good week.
Yeah.
It was Mark's birthday last Monday, and then we went to the Redwoods and the coast with her. And just, yeah, she's like eating hamburgers and egg rolls. And
all the snacks.
She's having everything, giving her pieces of my sausage and my eggs and... Yeah, she can have whatever she wants.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. Zoe.
She's the goodest girl. She's like, she barks at everyone. She doesn't like everybody.
Whatever.
But she loves me and loves Mark like so much. She's like, never felt such love.
Yeah. With giving her a good life.
Yeah. She's had the best life.
I think that's the hardest part about having dogs is they don't live that long.
I know.
And then it's like you do have to do this.
It's the price you pay for love is just what I keep saying. Like, it hurts so bad because the love is so great. And so if that means I have to feel shitty, I'll take it because I've had the best life with her too. So, enough about me. How are you?
Good. I'm real fucking busy this coming up week. Obviously, that means mom guilt, but it's 1 week and we'll get it over. I was supposed to go to St. Louis at the beginning of the month for one of my best friend's weddings. And then I decided last minute, like financially, emotionally, all of it, like wasn't really worth it.
Totally.
And so I had made my schedule to like take on 4 days when I got back and I just left it like that. So I'm working an extra day and we have witchy night and we're double recording.
Yeah.
And I went to Chozu yesterday, which is like a bath and tea
amazing.
House.
What did you do there?
I mean, like, we did the private soak. Like, yeah, it's cool. But Debbie has a hot tub. Like, we could have just, like, went to her hot tub.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was a fun experience. And stuff,
I like Chozu. It's a nice treat.
It was good. And so we like did that. After this, I got to get ready and go to grandma's birthday. Yeah. I wanted to say this on here. I'm always like, I don't know that many Aries. I don't like know anything.
You've had so many birthdays.
There's like three birthdays a week. Like, I don't know what I was thinking. And it's literally like all these people that are really close like to me.
Your family, people you
so
love.
Many people. Literally three birthdays a week. And lots of children's birthdays, but like some of my best friends. So, yeah, I think that maybe one Aries pissed me off and I just like wrote the whole ones off. But it's, I love them. So here's my redemption for that as well.
So fun though. It's like, going to be a good week.
Yeah. So we're busy and it's good. We got Witchy Night this week.
So fun.
I'm just like calling in. I just want to like, I say this all the time, but I'm just ready to make a fuck ton of money. And I'm always waiting for like a relative that I don't know to die and like leave me a lot of money. But, and my friend Katie was telling me the other day that her grandpa passed and didn't fix his will and left half of everything to his aunt or to her aunt. But she died. So now her 21-year-old daughter that has never met her grandpa or had a relationship with him just got $150,000.
Oh.
And they're like, well, you should split it between the cousins. And she's like, I don't fucking know them. Which honestly, like, sorry, but if I was 21 years old and I had never met my cousins, I'm not splitting my money with them in this economy.
Oh my gosh. Wow. So like,
can that happen to me? Sky Daddy, may I please have some inheritance? I've been a good girl.
Oh my gosh. That's one lucky 21-year-old. And that's really shitty for everyone else.
Yeah. So
that's crazy.
Just busy, trying to make money. I'm just like keeping my head down until I'm out of this fucking rental in July, trying to make the most of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I really have going on.
That's exciting, though. It's a really good week. I understand, like, the busyness. Like, that was where I was starting to get when I had my meltdown a couple weeks ago. It's just, for like, sure. I'm so overwhelmed, and I don't see a slowdown in sight anywhere, and I might break.
Yeah. My assistant starts on Tuesday.
Oh, my God. That's so fucking cool, by the way.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Cool about that is I've been, like, trying to find one forever, but I was going to, like, a long time ago, I was gonna have to pay somebody, and then nobody really picked up on it, and so now I've changed the whole thing, and she wants to just learn from me for free for 6 months.
Fuck yeah.
To start. And I really liked her, and I think that she's very, like, self-motivated and excited and passionate, and that is the kind of person that I would like to teach.
That's so cool. That's such a good trade.
Yeah, I'm stoked.
Fuck yeah.
So
cool.
That's all I have. This interview was so good.
I've been so excited for this one. And yeah, she's just so fun and lovely. And just everything's great.
Really
please,
real.
Yeah. Like, if you are interested in this topic, like, go book with her. Support her and her family. It's so worth it. Like, she's such a powerful medium. It was really nice to hear her story. I think it's so fascinating to have that connection to Spirit Baby and for Spirit Baby to be like, that's not my daddy.
Love it.
So yeah, we hope you enjoy this conversation with Kimberly, the Spirit Baby medium.
Enjoy.
Enjoy. We'll just start with closing our eyes, if that feels safe for you, connecting with your body, grounding your feet into the floor below you, and let's take three deep grounding breaths. Breathe in and release. Another deep breath in. And release. And this last one, the biggest one you've had all day, hold at the top, breathe in. Hold. And release.
Oh, I needed that.
Me too. Oh my gosh. I just like to call in our higher selves to be here with us today for this beautiful conversation with our lovely guest, and inviting in the higher selves of all those who find this podcast episode. You just like feel the room fill up. I love that. Calling in our ancestors, both living, past, and future, to be here with us and guiding this call. And our spiritual team, any loving, vibrant, beautiful energies that wish to hold and support us today, wrap us in love and protection and good energy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, needed that. So good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, welcome, our beautiful guest. Please introduce yourself. Tell us who you are, what you do.
Well, I am Kimberly, and I am a spirit baby medium.
Cool.
Yay.
Yeah.
We've been talking about you.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
People know.
We've been anticipating this.
Catching on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too. So how it started for me, my connection with spirit really started at a young age. Mm-hmm. I grew up in a home where, when my parents were married, there was, like, a lot of violence and a lot of trauma, and I just remember being really little and being, like, surrounded by these orbs of light, mm-hmm. mostly primary colors, I realized, as I was in the shower, like, thinking about this. I was like, you know what? Those primary colors.
Interesting.
ADHD.
Oh, I love that,
And I remember telling my mom, and like, hey, what is this? And my mom was like, oh, those are your angels. So my mom was pretty open, and I remember, like, my first real psychic reading of my own that I received when I was 18 or 19, the woman told me that I would someday find out what those were and that I would work with babies. And I never would have imagined it would be this.
Yeah, you probably think, like, maybe working with...
like a doula.
Yeah, totally. Somewhere in the hospitals, helping little ones. Yeah, amazing. So cool.
And I've, like, always worked in childcare. I was a BT with kids on the autism spectrum.
Wow.
So I've done a lot of stuff with kids. But so, you know, I was like, what am I going to do? Is it going to be like, I always wondered what she meant by that. And yeah, so around like 5 years old, my parents finally divorced, which was, it was really, really rocky. But I ended up with a psychic stepmom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and she is just so, so cool. Even to this day, she still does readings. Like, she's a really cool lady. She makes, like, whale music. Like, she's cool.
Were you an only child?
No. So, I have a blood brother. That sounds so intense. Blood brother. There's my Hulk Hogan voice. But I've had a bunch of step-siblings, so I have, like, two step-sisters, too,
mm-hmm.
and we would do, like, seances when we were little, because, you know, we wanted to do what my step-mom was doing, so it was so cool, and, like, every birthday party, we would be doing, making all the girls do seances, and I was always like that.
So I think, so like, fun.
Childhood friends would not be surprised at anything.
You're a little witchy.
Probably same for you guys, right?
Yeah, totally. Lots of light as a feather, stiff as a board. Everyone's like, finally, here you are. We've been waiting.
And so, yeah, I had, like, a lot of really cool experiences with spirit in, like, various forms. And then I didn't really get into, I would always do, like, readings for myself, for other people, but it wasn't until 2018 when I got married to essentially the wrong person. And so my current partner now and I have been friends.
Mm-hmm.
We are both photographers. We met through a friend and who was both of our muses. And we were supposed to hang out. We were supposed to do a photo shoot while I was married to my ex-husband. And I've been a photographer for a long time. That's, like, not out of sorts. Like, but I ended up getting in a car accident the day before. Like, totaled my car.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
I believe I had an NDE in near death experience because I don't really remember a lot of the crash.
Okay. Wow.
But I'm really, really lucky. And it's funny because even then, my now partner Ben was so much more supportive than my ex-husband. Aww. He was like, I'll come help you. And
he's just in the hospital? So.
Well, yeah, I went to the hospital after just to make sure like I was okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. Because I used to live like 35 minutes like out in the mountains, so.
Wow.
We kind of like just juicy details. Can you tell us about like how you ended up with your ex-husband and why and how you knew that was the wrong person, how you broke up, how you ended up with this guy?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm an Aquarius stellium.
That makes so much sense.
Sun, moon, and Venus. So like a lot, like all in the biggies. And then Scorpio in there. So it's like, thank God for the water.
Oh,
and
a bunch of cap.
Yes. And yeah, so basically my ex-husband was also an Aquarius that I knew from high school. We used to work together. I think we had kind of had like crushes on each other, but like never really talked much because he was like super shy. And then I think we actually matched on Tinder and I was like, hey, it's you. And he was like, hey, it's you. And he like finally hit on me and I was like, okay, we'll do this. And then it was kind of like a itch, I guess, like that sounds bad. People had to like scratch.
Yeah, totally.
That like, I think we both kind of got like swept away. We probably shouldn't have got married, but I was like really impulsive and not diagnosed with ADHD and really didn't like know as much about myself at that time. That was probably like 2017.
How long did you date before you got married?
Not long, girl. It was like, I had never been married before. I'm 35 now. And that was, gosh, six, seven years ago. Mm-hmm. So, and so basically like, yeah, that really didn't work out. We were both two Aquarians and it was like the cold, I explain it like the cold, like icing each other out, like the Cold War, basically.
Oh my goodness. Uncomfortable.
Like who could stonewall somebody the most? Right. Like I don't like to stonewall, but like if someone's doing that, but seriously, like 4 or 5 days stonewalling, some of the most traumatic stuff ever. When people date their same sign, like you figure out like your own toxic stuff. I feel like that relationship was really just to show me where like a lot of my stuff was lying.
Yeah.
And like all this stuff is kind of like a mirror.
Totally.
So super necessary for growth. And after my accident, my now son, Harvey, just appeared one night in my bedroom. My ex-husband's like out on his computer doing whatever. And I'm like, holy shit. And it's, so there's something called objective mediumship, which is where like if other people were in the room, you would see it. Like it wasn't in my mind's eye, like it was in the room.
Wow.
So he was in the corner of the room. He was in this green orb. Like it was like big. And he just emerged as this gorgeous, like, about 19, 20 year old young man. And I knew immediately it was my son. I could feel it in my heart the same way that my heart expanded when I first held him. And you just know, like it was telepathic. And he was like, my name's Harvey, I'm your son, like, you're not with my dad, like, you're not being loved. And it was just, and obviously I'm like, that was the most miraculous thing that's ever happened to me in life, and that was so crazy. And so when I told one of my closest friends, to this day, Carly, who runs Carbonative Collective.
Oh, yes.
She was like, girl, you met your spirit baby. The book that I've been telling you to read for like a year. Yeah, now you need to read it. And I was like, okay. And so once I read it, I started like picking up on things and like reading for people I knew kind of quietly. And then eventually, I just got a lot of encouragement from really close friends to like put it out there. And like, and I did in like the last year, and
wow,
it's been really, really amazing.
That's so amazing.
Crazy.
When did you like, how was the breakup then with your then husband? Like, did you talk about Spirit Baby, or was it just like,
He probably would scoff. He's like Zen Buddhist, kind of stoicism, kind of spiritual, like the stoic I have no emotion Vulcan kind of guy stuff. But he's more like that kind of spiritual, but not like we are.
Yeah.
So yeah, he obviously was like, she's nuts. I don't know what she's doing. And yeah, no, he probably can get super crazy, but I do know, but like not be that surprised.
Right. When you met your now partner, did you just know that was like gonna be your baby's dad?
So in 2020, when I was still married to my ex-husband, so we moved into a year in 2020. I was like kind of trying to, not sure if I still wanted to work things out. I was really codependent at the time, and he had health issues, and I felt really guilty leaving him because he wasn't well. But then I started to have like health issues, and I had, like, right in the beginning of COVID, I had a like giant cyst and infection in my lymph down here. And he wouldn't even look at it. He was so cold. He was so horrible. And even then, it's so funny, my now partner was my friend and was like there for me, which is so crazy. All above the board though. So I ended up, you know, leaving finally because things just came to a head, and I was like, he's not even like looking at me right now. Like, this is just not even good for me. So I got out of that situation, and I got the cyst removed. I had to have surgery like right in the beginning of COVID, which, nobody knew what was going on. Like, we know now.
Yeah.
We know now, but.
So scary.
So, yeah. And then my now partner, Ben, was really, really there for me. He went through a breakup at the same time. And then we were like kind of healing together, and then it just like turned spicy.
What's his sign?
He's a Leo.
That's good.
Pisces, and then some Cancer.
Oh, what a nurturer.
Yeah, definitely such a good dad.
Aww.
And so yeah, we talked for about a year, and he's so funny. He's like, he sounded kind of like a hot girl when he said this, Ben, my partner. He was like, I just need to be single for a while. Like, I just really need to work on me. And like, I haven't been single for that long. It's like, oh my God, I'm sorry. You're so hot. You like always have a girlfriend. which like, yeah. But also like his hot girl moment.
That's funny. He just knew he had to prepare for the rest of his life.
Seriously, right? He's a Leo, so he was like, I'm gonna do it. Me times very like it's me. And it's funny, we both used to drink at that time. Cause I was like going through a divorce, and I was like, I don't know what's going on, it's COVID.
Pandemic.
Yeah, seriously. And so was he. It's funny, we both don't drink now. And I like so support people who don't have any issues with alcohol, like drinking. Just want to make that clear. I'm not one of those super judgy people. It's just that I'm a much better person that doesn't want to kick people in the face. Like, there's people that know me as somebody like who used to drink whiskey and like find the tallest dude at the party, try to kick him in the face.
I take him right away. But I understand.
That was me. So yeah, you know, kind of grew out of that. We finally got together after about a year. I had lost a really close friend, a guy friend, and it just really shook me. And I was really grieving, and Ben and I were just really like emotionally supportive and emotionally available to each other. And that was like a whole new level of intimacy for me. And so after about a year, I was like, dude, you've had your hot girl me time. Like, I'm either like, this is like, I love you, but like, I'm either gonna like, because he was living here in Massachusetts and I was still in California. So I was like, dude, if we're not like doing this, I'm gonna go. So he was like, okay. And then I visited and we were like, okay. After about 2 weeks, he was like, would it be crazy if I asked you to move in with me? And I was like, yeah, but yes, let's do it.
Cute. I love that.
Yeah. And then I went home, grabbed my cat, packed most of my stuff, and flew. And, you know, didn't look back. So
amazing. How long ago was that?
Early 2021.
Wow. That's so amazing.
And then when did you get pregnant?
So yeah, right in the beginning of our relationship, like, I was not messing around. So my ex-husband really crushed me when we were married because he said that he would have kids and then changed his mind. And I felt really trapped by that. But I learned narcissists will trap you. They'll tell you what you want so that you're, like, there.
Yeah.
And then they do what they want. So, yeah. So with Ben, I was like, I'm going to be a mom. That's part of my path. So, like, if you're not on board with that, like, it's totally cool. Take my cat and just carry on. And I don't know why I keep doing that.
Love it. You know,
like the Elaine from Seinfeld. Yeah. But, yeah. And he paced around our apartment and he's like, okay, yeah, we're doing it.
Let's go do it right now.
Pretty much, yeah. So, and like, we didn't, yeah, I think it was maybe a month later, we weren't really trying to, we were like, well, you know, we'll try it, but. And then I had actually had a laparoscopic surgery, like a month or two before, no, maybe a couple months before, because they thought I had endo, and turns out I didn't have endo, but they did like a nice little clean sweep when they were in there, and I think I read, actually, that a lot of people post that surgery, like, get, like, pregnant real quick.
Yeah, so, clean slate.
Because I had never been pregnant, you know, so, like that.
Yeah. Amazing. And so, then, can you bring us kind of up to date with how, is this all you do for work? Do you have another job? Is this, like, your main?
Yeah. So, this is my favorite work that I do. But I'm also a photographer. So is my partner. That's not what he does for his main gig. He is a bicycle mechanic.
Cool.
Yeah. So, but he usually is my second shooter for weddings.
Oh, nice. So fun. Yeah. So cute.
Yeah. And then we had Harvey in November 2022. And it's been a journey. I feel like, and this is crazy, I've met other people who had Lyme disease that really felt like it, and this is in no way to, like, romanticize, like, a really shitty thing that happened to me. I don't think, I'm not trying to, like, spiritually bypass my own whatever, not in any way. But when I had Lyme, I feel like a lot of my clair senses, like, elevated.
Yeah. Interesting. You're just more sensitive.
Absolutely. And that's when it's really started to kick off. But yeah, we found out like probably 6 months after pregnancy or no, after birth that, I had Lyme disease.
Wow. So how you had that? No idea before?
No. So I always had like, really bad symptoms. Actually, when Carly found out, she was like, Kimmy, that makes so much sense. Yeah. Like, it's obviously horrible. So, yeah, it's been, like, a huge postpartum healing journey for me. I couldn't stand up at one point.
Oh, my God.
With my, you know, couple-month-old baby, and I just felt, like, such a piece of shit because I didn't know. I knew I was sick, but, like, no one was giving me answers. Like, of course, Western medicine, you know.
Yeah. I have a question. So, like, what is Lyme's disease, and what were the symptoms you were having? Because, I don't know, what if somebody's listening to this and, like, holy shit, I have those symptoms. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Totally. So Lyme disease comes from ticks, and you can get it anywhere. It's actually weirdly, even on some beaches, like it's all over Cape Cod, on the East Coast, all over the East Coast, all over the world. They found Lyme disease in like, you know, 1,000-year-old people. So it's old and it's very, very shitty. And the symptoms are primarily like widespread joint pain. You don't have to have the bite mark. A lot of people actually get bit by the babies in these clusters. And so they don't see them because it looks almost like black sand.
That's fucked up.
So you don't, it's really fucked up. You don't have to have the bite and the mark with the ring on it. I didn't have any of that.
Wow.
I was a mountain kid. I was always outside. Like, I started having, like, the symptoms around 8. Chronic migraines, insane neck pain. I was trying to get anybody to rub my neck because I was in so much pain. I was like a kid.
Wow.
But, yeah. Go ahead.
How'd you figure out that's what it was? Like, how'd you finally get diagnosed? Because I know it's really hard to get diagnosed with that.
So I had a really nice ER doctor who listened to me, and he's also a parent. He was just a cool guy. He was in a Marvel shirt. I think I was in my DuckTales sweatshirt, and he was like, "Hey," and I was like, "Hey,
cute,
and you're cool." And he was like, "Okay, what's going on?" And I was like, "Well, I can't stand up, dude. I've got like 6-month-old babe at home. Luckily, my partner's amazing and is really stepped up to help and take care of him. I know that's not everybody's like situation." Mm-hmm. And thank fucking God, because yeah, couldn't stand up. I was sweating out of the weirdest places, like the back of my knees. Mm-hmm. Your knees will hurt. You'll have the neck pain. Kind of like fibro symptoms, fibromyalgia kind of symptoms. And you have the most debilitating chronic fatigue, where you just feel more tired than you've ever been in your life.
Yeah.
And if you've gotten like neck massages or even professional massage and it won't go away and you have those symptoms, like, please, for the love of God. I mean, it might be the ER where you might get listened to. Mm-hmm. If you can, you know, look up the symptoms and go, "Hey dude, I have all these."
Yeah.
And you know, like, did somebody test me for Lyme?
Is there a test?
That's what it took. Oh yeah. So it's a blood. Well, so there is a test. It's called the Western blot. And there's some people who totally exhibit all the signs, but don't actually show up on the Western blot because it's so, it really depends on, like, I guess the person that's even doing it.
Mm.
So it's intense. And you can actually get like a couple other diseases, tick-borne diseases from ticks, along with the Lyme too. So like it's called the cat scratch disease, Bartonella, I think, and something else with a B. Sounds like,
So. Dang. And that's like for life, right? And you just have to manage it so as things come up.
It's really dependent. We hope not. So I was given the typical 2 weeks of antibiotics, and I did take it, which I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't take that for just anything.
Yeah.
I took it in combination with other things from an acupuncturist that I really like, who, you know, gave me really, really helpful Chinese medicine. I think it translates to "that which hides in the body." Mm-hmm. You could probably easily Google that. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But that was probably the most helpful.
Yeah.
Was the herbal blend in combination with the antibiotics. And, I mean, the relief was, like, instant, but then it took, I mean, really up until only a couple months ago for me to have more energy to where I could open up space for more readings. Like, we almost lost our house, like, because my husband had to be home because I couldn't fucking stand up. And I couldn't. I was so, I thought I was dying. And then I had cancer. I was, like, breathing because I thought, I know, that's so, like, as you can imagine.
No, that's so sad.
With postpartum stuff, too, already. And I'm, like, getting no answers. And my poor partner was really doing his best to hold it down.
Yeah,
we don't have family out here, so
yeah.
It was just us in Massachusetts. We're both from California, so
yeah, that's rough.
Well, I'm so glad that you have gotten some answers and you're seemingly on the other side of things. I'd really love to talk about your offering, and can you maybe walk us through what like a reading with you looks like?
Well, before we do that, let's get to the bottom and talk about what is Spirit Babies? What's the Spirit Baby realm? Do all people have Spirit Babies? You know, just kind of like a quick overview for those who don't know what we're talking about at all.
Yeah. So there's like this whole soul life cycle that you go through, and you can also have like, you can also kind of jump out of this sequence to have like lives in between lives, which there's a whole bunch about with like Dolores Cannon for people who are interested in that. But what, from my understanding, there is a part of the cycle where we go to what I essentially call the cosmic womb, the spirit baby realm, where your energy is kind of just purified with just complete unconditional love. And you just feel so, so loved. And it kind of just erases all of the pain and all of the things and the suffering that we experience through a lot of our growth, so that we can go in. A lot of people wonder, like, why do we go into a new life not remembering anything? That's definitely
you're saying that, like, when you pass, you go back into the cosmic womb, and then
Sometimes.
Spit back.
Yeah. So it's part, it is a part of that. So when you pass, you have your life review for people that have done like Akashic reading. So they'll know, or have like a near death experience. You generally have like a life review when you pass on, and you have the choice to either like follow the light and go with the light to source, you know, or you can go off and do your whatever you want. But once you do finally rejoin source and you kind of work through a lot of different things, at some point before you want to go into your next incarnation, you go back to the spirit baby realm, and you're basically just like completely surrounded and held in unconditional love for as long as you need, and then you go directly where you gotta go.
So are you able to, how do I say this, like figure anything out with past life stuff when you're connecting to the spirit babies?
Yeah, definitely. So I pick up on some past life stuff too. But essentially what spirit babies are is it's just like a pure form of energy that can take form into any consciousness that it chooses. So that's why I see them as orbs. That's why Mortimer Kitchen, who wrote the Spirit Babies book, which I highly recommend anyone read if they're into spirit babies. And he used to see orbs. And I'm not sure if he saw them objectively or in his mind's eye, because for me, it's in my mind's eye where I see the orbs on that night. But I also work with Archangel Metatron, who is in charge of like the creation of all new energy. And so he's a really, really big, like guardian angel for spirit babies.
So cool.
And actually, when I was pregnant with my son, this is how I found this out actually. I was pregnant with my son, and I basically was like, I was about to go to sleep, and I saw Archangel Metatron come down, and he had this white little orb, this white little light, and he caught it right in my belly. And I was like, whoa. And when I woke up, I told my partner, and he's like, that's crazy. Like, what does that mean? Like, and I was like, I don't know. I'm going to Google it, though. And I, like, went down this rabbit hole, found out that in Gnosticism, which is, a very, very old religion that basically worships the goddess Sophia, they believe that Archangel Metatron is in charge of basically spirit babies. Mm,
that's so cool.
So that's why I found that out.
So cool.
Amazing.
Yeah, so I work with him. And basically how my readings go, I connect with, you know, your highest self. And I always have, and I've noticed this from connecting with other spirit baby mediums, that this is a commonality that I'm seeing for all of us, is that there's always like a guardian angel, a past ancestor who walks your spirit baby earth side. Mm.
So beautiful.
Really, really beautiful.
Powerful.
Yeah. And how would I describe essentially spirit babies? Yeah, just like little energy orbs. And does everybody have a spirit baby? I think that for people who choose to make the conscious choice to not be a parent, I've seen zero spirit babies for people and friends that I have who make that conscious choice that I totally respect. Just because I do what I do and I love babies, like, doesn't mean that I, you know. Mm-hmm. That I don't. I love my childless friends. I support them and their journey, and I get to live vicariously through, you know, their shenanigans.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody ever come to you like looking for answers and trying to conceive, and then they don't have a spirit baby, and then you're like,
that has never happened for me.
Okay.
And I think the reason why, what I would do if that ever happened, is I would tell them and I would return their money and just send them some love and a little clip explaining something, probably to make them, you know, hopefully feel a little better. But that's never happened to me. And I think why is because what you seek is really truly seeking you. Mm-hmm. Like, I really, really feel that people who deeply want to be a parent, as long as they're open to how it can happen, it can happen. It really, really can happen.
Yeah.
And I truly believe in divine timing. I have a lot of friends who I like kind of, I would say, mentored more as friends before I was doing this professionally, who really we saw it was just a divine timing issue, truly. Like, and there's no other way to explain it. And it's like sometimes even their heavy hitter, their which is essentially what I call their personal guardian angel, if they haven't passed yet, then you're not going to be able to bring that baby to your side. Yeah. Wow. Which is kind of a wild, wild concept, mm-hmm. but not saying that there probably isn't like a sub or another ancestor who would step in, but for per soul contracts, I've seen it happen with soul contracts. Mm-hmm.
That is wild.
That's interesting. I never thought about
that. It wasn't until her dad passed, yeah, that was able to, to happen for her.
I mean, that's beautiful too, because it's just a reminder of like, even when we have loss, they are still on the other side, like fulfilling so much soul work for us and still working with us on an energetic level. That's so beautiful.
It really is.
I love that.
I wonder if I have another baby out there.
If you want another child, then I bet another child.
I'm not supposed to. I just know that they're there, and I'm not trying to get pregnant. You're not
supposed to.
Yeah. Right now. No, I mean, we just said we're going to have one, and then I'm like, yeah, but what about the one that keeps that calling me?
That can change. I mean, right after we had our son, my partner was like, so overwhelmed, there was no way he could imagine having another kid, and now he's much more open to hearing you talk about our sweet baby. So Taylor, I feel like it's a yeah. Like, let's try.
I already like know him, so and I've like,
you already know him?
Yeah, and like
tell me.
I just, in a lot of different meditations, I always get taken to the same spot, and there's like two littles, and it's the girl and then the little boy. And I can like see the house we're in, and even down to like the outfit I'm wearing. And I just think that there's a little boy. But I'm like not trying to be pregnant either, so we'll see. Like, I did not enjoy that at all, and it was really hard.
It was really hard, absolutely, and yeah, I hear all of that, and yeah, I feel like he's out. I feel him. I feel like we all feel him right now, right? Yeah. He's like, it can happen, Mona. Just stay open. Just stay open. And what he's saying right now is he really wants you to focus on you in postpartum healing. Like, really, truly, just focus on you. Because it really can take up to, almost two, now they're saying 7 years to fully recover from postpartum. I'm not telling you to wait 7 years. Right. But, hey, waiting, 2 years, just because...
Yeah, I had a C-section, so they say not to even get pregnant for 2 years, so that makes sense.
There you go. Yeah, and that could have been part of your soul contract, was like, hey, this is going to go down this way so that it would keep me from, getting pregnant.
Yeah. So I had a home birth planned, so, and it didn't. That's interesting way to look at that. That actually makes me feel better.
I feel like that was supposed to happen, and it's so hard because with pregnancy you just want it. There's so many things that are out of control of, especially we can feel that way as women in this society, that it's like our bodies, we just really want that safety. And I totally felt like I really wanted my birth to go a certain way. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's so common. But yeah, I feel like it really, sometimes it goes down. It's coming down, Like, we got code whited. Code white is when my everybody in the whole hospital floor comes in the room when Harvey was born. So he made a big entrance. He's a Scorpio stellium. So he was like, I'm here.
I know, I was just about to ask about your birth experience. What was your plan and what happened?
Started out that I wanted to do things the most natural way that I could think of. We were living in an apartment. We were looking for a home. So it's like, how are we going to do any of that? We found a home. We're still here. And I started having complications. I started to have, what's it called? Preeclampsia, but it was hypertension. Mm-hmm. My ALT, my liver levels were off. Like, So they didn't know what was going on with me. I was in and out, like, at 35 weeks. They were really just trying to keep me pregnant till, you know, 37. And then they induced me because you know, they didn't know what was wrong. Wow. Really, they couldn't figure it out what was going on with me. I mean, they just wanted him to come safely. So, aww, like, 37 and a half weeks, I was induced. They did the balloon, which was horribly painful.
Oh, yeah.
I was hitting the nitrous, like, a squeaky squeak, squeak. Like, when it gets to the dolphin sound, I'm like, fill it back up. And, like, I was, like, almost blacking out from pain. And my partner and my mom were there, and they were, like, in tears. Oh. I remember coming to kind of from the pain, and they were both there crying. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm not doing well, clearly. Oh. And then, yeah, I was in so much pain. I never imagined I would, you know, I was like, and then I was like, give me that epidural. Yeah. I'm in so much pain. I was in so much pain. I just was going to black out. I feel like I was going to just pass out. Definitely would not personally ever recommend a balloon.
Mm.
That I feel like that is what made that switch and what made it so painful.
Yikes. Yeah, I do know some people that did that. But they were at like 42 weeks last option.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. You know, see, like that was kind of an early time, I feel, for them to do that to me. But so, and turns out I have fibromyalgia, so my pain, I just have excruciating pain all the time when I wake up, super fun. But I asked for super sensitivity from Spirit, so hey. So basically, I got two epidurals because I couldn't feel the first one.
Wow. Yeah, I was like, still just screaming and moaning. No, she came in. She's like, you shouldn't be acting like that. Like, we need to get somebody in here because you shouldn't be like moving around, moaning and crying in pain. And I was like, oh, because I didn't know that the epidural was supposed to take like all the pain away. And I was still in like so much pain. They had him come back and do another one. And then I still was trying to be like tough. And so I wasn't pushing the button that much because I wanted to like feel pushing and like be able to still kind of move around. But in hindsight, I don't know. I just maybe would push the button more.
Right. You give yourself that grace. Totally.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think this is an important conversation because like I feel most people that listen to this podcast are people that are going to want to have had a natural birth, and I do think that's important. Same. And I think being educated on birth and why natural birth is a great option is important, but also recognizing like shit happens and that's not everyone's story, and that no matter how your baby comes, like it's the right way.
Mm-hmm.
All births are beautiful.
And there's literally no easy way out. Like, you're still fucking your shit up. If you get an epidural, if you get cope.
You might poop.
That baby has to come out somehow. And in any way is not going to be, like, delightful.
Yeah, and you truly don't know until you're in it. It's just like parenting. You don't really know how hard it is until you're in it. Just like labor. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's so different for every body. Like for me, I have fibromyalgia, so no wonder labor was excruciating. Like, I feel everything. I even feel, and this is probably TMI, but like I can feel my cycle start, like the moment it starts.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's wild. Like when I learned other people weren't like that, I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
I know I'm weird, but so Harvey was co-mided when he was born. He was born really quick. Like, active labor was all of 35 minutes. And apparently my mom was the same way. We're kind of like hypermobile people, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a lot of the births on my mom's side have went that way. And then Harvey, I was holding him. And, you know, my son's biracial, so he was covered in all of these things. And they couldn't tell at first when he was turning blue. He wasn't breathing.
Oh.
And so all of a sudden he's taken from me. Code white happens. All these people run in the room. You know, obviously I'd just given birth, which is so vulnerable. There's all these men. I'm a survivor. So I was like, oh my God. And then, of course, my midwife is amazing. She's trying to cover me up because she knows.
Yes.
Another Aquarius. Gotta love that. And then the other midwives are like, you know, resuscitating my baby, and I'm freaking out. My mom's crying. My partner's crying. We don't know what's going on. My partner is the son of a nurse, so he actually is, like, really good at stuff in a moment like that. And so he just went with our son, and I was just, like, there crying with my mom, like, where's my baby? Oh, and it was really, it was traumatic.
That
it
is so traumatic.
And my mom was crying, and, like, we were just, like, and then 45 minutes later, my partner comes back, and we all kind of really get to hold him, and, yeah, and then...
And he was okay?
Oh, yeah. So he's had his own journey with stuff. But he's okay. But yeah, his birth was intense, and I finally feel like pretty healed from that. But like, I want other moms who have a like really hard birth story to just be easy on yourself, to not like push yourself to get over it. And like, it's okay to like really feel that, because if it was really hard for you, you need support for that.
Totally.
You know? And I feel like
I blacked it all out at this point.
Like, I just want to hug you.
It's just like, I think that's another survival thing, and I think it happens to a lot of women that have babies, and I just like, looking back, I'm like, oh, that wasn't so bad. But like, it was for 3 days pretty bad.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad you guys are okay. Yeah, both okay.
I know, I'm really glad everybody's okay too, and that your sweet little babe's okay. Yeah, she's beautiful. Great.
She's massive.
She's yeah. No, that's great. I can tell she's
healthy.
She's
girl.
Eaten. We love it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so every birth is different. And I feel like I didn't answer some of those spirit baby questions. My ADHD is like, should I circle back?
Well, how about you just walk us through like, so what does a reading with you look like now? And if someone was interested, how to book that with you, and, you know, any other magic that you do as well that you'd like to share.
Okay. So how readings go with me, basically I connect with your highest self, your, what I call your heavy hitter, guardian angel, that's with your spirit babes. And I connect with your spirit babes, and I also connect with Archangel Metatron. And how it usually works is, in the beginning of my reading, I don't always tell people this, because like, I'm just kind of used to it, but so Archangel Metatron will bring down the orbs in some kind of really beautiful artistic way that really shows me the vibe that these children and this family have, and it's kind of always different. And then sometimes there's like animal totems that the spirit base will shift into, but from the orbs, they'll kind of shift from whatever they want to show me, different aspects of themselves. They'll share like core memories that are to come, or past life connections that they've had with their parents, or that they're going to have. Sometimes even their siblings. Sometimes they also want to share that it was them who came through prior to a miscarriage or for an abortion. A lot of times spirit babes come back. Sometimes you have a soul contract where a spirit babe just comes for kind of to rescue you, actually a lot, to get you out of a bad situation, to kind of show you that your partner maybe isn't aligned sometimes. That's not always the case. I don't want to say that that's always the case, but in a lot of readings that happened. And it's only been in situations where the woman was being actively, like, kind of in an abusive or bad situation, I should say. Has it been like that, where they've been, like, kind of rescued? But, yeah, a lot of times they'll come back, too, which is, like, one of the most beautiful things. And I see a lot of things visually. They'll kind of play out little movies for me. They'll tell me their interests. Yeah, spirit babies are the coolest energy. They're just like kids, and I've always loved working with kids. And
is this
just
happening while you're on like FaceTime? Do you do this before you talk to the person? How does that work?
So I definitely am a little more type A, where I like to connect right before, just because I want to have everything, and I just write a bunch of notes because of my ADHD. I want my client to have everything that came through so that they just have that forever. There might be some like small detail that, you know, to me, seashells or whatever might not mean anything, but their, you know, partner that's like their person might give them seashells, and that might be huge. So I write everything down that comes through, even if it seems wild or silly or whatever, because I want them to have everything, you know. And then, yeah, it's super exciting. And now I offer something where I'm using AI to basically recreate the imagery that I've shown.
So fucking cool.
Thank you. I love artists and I always want to support artists. I'm a photographer. I can't draw. I really can't draw. It's bad. I used to try to draw in my notes for clients, and some of my older clients could tell you, they're like, we love you, Kimmy, but yeah, you can't draw.
You need like somebody that does police sketches.
Seriously, I know. Well, my partner can draw really well, so maybe there's something there.
Yeah, maybe a collaboration needs to happen.
Yeah, but
do people book with you after they've had a kid sometimes to get any kind of insight?
Yeah, definitely. A lot of times people will want to know if they're having another child. Mm-hmm. And basically what I like to do and the tools that I like to provide clients with are basically like tools to connect them with their spirit babies once their session is over, because I want them to be able to communicate, mm-hmm. because that's going to make both of their lives so much better. And so a lot of times the spirit babies will give like a really tailored, unique way that they want to be communicated to, like, hey, communicate with me this way, that way. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty cool.
What was yours?
That's like, and then here, for my baby?
For Amber's.
Yeah, so I had a reading with Kimmy, which is how I met her, and it was fucking phenomenal. And the one thing that's coming through, like the communication with Spirit Baby, was for my husband actually to play music and to write songs for his Spirit Baby. And he has been writing so many songs since our reading with you. It's like so beautiful, because it's been like he'll play guitar, he'll play little jams here and there, but you know, like hasn't really, I don't think he's been like super intentional for a very long time with music. And he's writing lyrics, and I hear him singing more, like, you know, still very shyly, but yeah, it's like that's all brand new, different, and amazing. It's so beautiful. Like,
that makes me so happy.
Yeah, you guys are
so sweet. So one of the things that I feel is I feel the love mm-hmm. that your child will feel. And I just mm-hmm. also part of, I feel like my, I know it makes me, it gets me like very.
Yeah.
But that's why it's the best job ever, is because I do probably have you cry almost every single time. Mm-hmm. And I love it. But Mark was so, so sweet. I felt that he's just going to be the most amazing dad.
Yeah.
And I can already, when you were telling me that, Amber, I could feel her being like just so stoked to hear him. Yeah. That she's his audience.
Totally.
Cute.
So we were talking about how sweet Mark is,
yes.
And that he's going to be the best dad.
Yep.
Yes.
I could feel his devotion to you, which is like, sometimes I get a lot of readings for women with really sweet partners. And I pick up on that. Everyone has their stuff, but he mm-hmm. is just, I can feel his devotion mm-hmm. for Amber. And I just felt like that's what I want for all of my friends.
Yes. Yeah, it's been so magical, like, especially since we had our reading with you, in so many ways, because, you know, my whole journey has been a long, wild, winding one. And I am the oldest of seven kids, divorced family, like very broken, lots of half siblings. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I didn't think that I wanted kids, because I was raising kids
because you already care.
So, you know, in my 20s, I really just was focusing on like myself and like exploring what the world had to offer. And, you know, everyone in my life had kids very young, like 17, 18, 19, 20, yeah. maybe if lucky. And, you know, your whole 20s were spent taking care of kids and starting your family. So I just really wanted to do things differently. I was like, that we've struggled. I see that this has created struggle for us. And
the divine timing, though, it's like, obviously we know that she leans into that.
Yeah.
She believes everything comes when it's supposed to. Totally. But then hearing you like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like,
validate
that.
Yeah.
And just like, also the timing, obviously we don't want anybody in your life to die.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
like totally. Having that guardian and that, like, that's just really interesting. And I think, again, validating.
Totally. Yeah.
I can't wait for your baby. I put in my phone. I have a date next month put in my phone and it says, if Amber's not pregnant, I owe her $100.
Oh my gosh. I forgot about that.
I wasn't going to tell you because I didn't want to give you money, but I will.
That's so funny.
Part of me thinks that I'm also a spirit baby person because I'm always like, oh, I know
you are good at predicting. Know.
But yeah. Then I've been wrong.
So you're intuitive.
Especially when it comes to babies. I've only been wrong about a gender like maybe once. We'll see what gender they want to go by later.
Yes.
Totally. I know, exactly. Right? You're probably right then about that.
Yeah.
I believe you. Yeah.
Yeah, no, she's always on point predicting. She predicted her own baby coming through and her lots of best friends and cousins. Like, she knows when people are pregnant and,
I love that so much. And I feel like there's just such a larger conversation about spirit babies that I just want to happen. And I just want more people to, because I know from talking to so many people, been doing these readings that there's so many people that are having these experiences with their spirit babies, and I just want them to know that that's a normal thing. They're not crazy. They're just really intuitive, and
that's really
cool, and they should be proud of that, and they should be talking about it.
It's really such a beautiful, unique thing to think about, that like, we're not taught that. You know, that's where babies come from.
Seriously.
From the cosmic womb, and to have that connection and the conversations and those things coming through. Like, I really feel like it like hit me when it was like, I was like, we're not having kids. Mark and I had been married. We both agreed we weren't having kids. And it was just like, all of a sudden, like, it was like the baby had dropped in, or it was just like time for me to connect, or
I feel that,
you know, it was all of a sudden. And I really had to sit with it with myself for a while, because I was like, if I open this door, then the door's open. You know, if I come to Mark and I'm like, this is what I'm feeling, then like, that door is open. And so I have to really make sure and like feel into what's coming through for me. Why am I feeling this? And you know, and
that's
now
really responsible.
Yeah, I didn't want to pull him into it and get him excited also if I was like just having a momentary lapse of feelings. But yeah, I feel like I felt his spirit baby like so much more than my own spirit baby. So my reading with Kimmy, we each had a spirit baby of ours. Mark had a girl that was attached to him since like in this whole lifetime. And for me, there was a boy spirit baby that attached during this lifetime. So I wasn't even born into this life with that spirit baby, which is fascinating.
Is that common?
So, yeah. So some spirit baby mediums will call them hitchhikers, which I always feel is like a little
so
bit
cute. Funny. That's so funny.
So there's essentially two ways you can get a spirit baby. You either have a soul contract where you just kind of sit at the, you know, table theoretically before you incarnate, and you're like, it's usually with a spirit that you already know that you want to work something out with, usually karmically or in some way, or just you like them and want to experience something with them. Or you're just going about life and you attract one. And you can continue to attract them. And people who work with kids, Taylor, I feel like you actually have more than one. I feel like, have you worked with kids?
Hold on, let me take this headphones off. I gotta take the sweater off.
It's just all like heat in there.
So people who've worked with kids have the most.
No,
babies.
I have never worked with children or liked
you.
Any. Yeah, I'm like all kids.
Kids like you.
Yeah, they do.
Right? I was going to say. You have another little girl too.
Oh, not boy.
Oh, well, you have your boy and another little girl. You have a boy and a little girl. Yeah. Don't tell him. Don't tell him yet.
So excited.
Don't tell him yet.
Do you think the boy's next? And do I think I carry that boy? Because I don't know about that part.
So for her, I think you might not carry her. Okay. For him, he would prefer to come through you. So
see, I feel like there is a baby that's mine that I'm not gonna carry, and it will just like end up in a situation that like I have to take on this baby.
Yeah, I think so.
I've always felt, or not always, but I have definitely
felt that about yourself. You're both super intuitive.
So fun.
But yeah, so your little boy, he's showing me drumming. He's showing me drumming right now. So I think you need to do drumming with Amber.
His name would be, like, I already just know it. I think it goes cute.
I like that, but the masculine.
What's the movie? The Blues Brothers.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool. I like it. It's very refined. It's definitely giving gentleman.
Cute.
Mm-hmm. Tiny gentleman.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
So magical.
Yeah, I love that. And so many people, like, have spirit baby experiences and really, really just don't know, because it's not a normalized conversation. Like, people are really just starting to acknowledge and talk about near death experiences, which I think is so cool. Oh, and like, there's like an organization, if anyone listening has ever had a near death experience, just Google near death experience organization or whatever. And because there's all these consistencies that happen every time for all these people that can be validated.
I feel like that's why we know anything that we know, like, sure, people can be like put under and hypnotized and stuff, but like, it's the consistency of the stories of the people that have like passed over for a second and come back to me that feels like the most.
And atheists, people who don't believe in spirit, totally no connection, as they, I feel like they're always called in the hardest to those, or just people who lost their connection to source in it. And a lot of people actually get like spiritual abilities or more, because they're more connected, and they, it's pretty cool. So, and I noticed my people are birth workers, because they believe in the magic of but essentially spirit babies. I think just some people, I've had like L&D nurses too.
I love birth workers.
Me too. They're the best people. I think I love doing the most important work.
Totally. The hitchhiking thing that you said.
Yeah.
Because I think I feel that way too. I don't think that I always felt like I was going to have a baby. I definitely was like, it's a hell no. And then just one day I was like, oh fuck. Like, I want to have a daughter. And that was like maybe 3 years ago or something.
Oh
like
my
that.
Gosh.
So that's interesting to hear too. Any other little like facts like that you got?
Yeah. So how I essentially realized what I was seeing, it was a spirit baby realm and all of that, was so I had a past life regression probably in like 2017, like kind of right before I got with my ex-husband. And during my past life regression, I experienced, actually I've had two, and both of them I experienced this place, but that was my first one, where it was the spirit baby realm. There was this really warm, gentle, beautiful waters, and like hues of pink and purple, and it was just this like stellar nursery of like the cosmic womb that just felt so loving. And there
I feel like you
orbs.
Should put that in your AI generator.
I have, yeah. Oh, and cool. I try to show people what it is. Yeah. That's what got me started, is because I was like, how the hell am I going to show people what I've seen?
Yeah.
Because I can't fucking draw. I can't paint. So and I was like, what can we do? And so I started doing that, and now I have like a guided meditation where I can take people there. But it was this really cool experience that I kept going back there in dreams too, to this beautiful place and being held there. And I worked there in my in-between lives. So I have this really intense connection. That's why that was in my past life reading place, because I keep going back there. It's like, I don't know if you guys ever watched Charmed, but like the people, the angels that work there are like their own kind of white lighter, their own kind of, I would call them like a purple pink lighter. but so that was one of my roles, and that's why I'm like, when I see people talking about spirit babies without the spirit baby realm. I'm like, no, you gotta know there's a realm. There's more.
Yeah.
It's cool.
So awesome.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Very cool. I love to obviously like watch all the TikToks where people are like validating each other's experiences and talking about crossing over. And then are there any other like book recommendations for people that you have to kind of understand that like other side?
So I would say there's a really cool series on YouTube. If you just search near-death experiences, and you'll quickly find it. I think it's called like Coming Home or something. And it's all these different people. There's like all these different people from walks of life who just have experienced the same thing and shifted. That I really recommend. And also Edgar Casey's work. So he's known as the Sleeping Prophet, but I just learned so much from his teachings that anyone who's kind of interested in this kind of work, I feel like he's a good place to start. There's so much for mediumship.
Yeah, it's called Coming Home.
Yeah. And I'm actually in the process of starting my own book about my own experience because I realized, yay, like, that was miraculous. Like, yes. I experienced something so miraculous. And now I get the privilege of, like, connecting with other people's spirit babies in a really cool way. And, like,
so cool.
Do you want to share what happened in your near-death experience that you remember?
So, all I remember, I was driving. I drove a 4Runner at the time. It was these crappy mountain roads. I really needed to wash my truck, to be honest. It felt like my windshield was dusty, but I was trying to, like, windshield wipe it off. And I went around this corner in this big truck, small penis truck, if you know what I mean. Just driving around the corner, picks up a bunch of fucking dust. I can't see anything. I try to slow to a stop. I feel my 4Runner go off kind of the edge and start to like be halfway off, and I'm like, no.
Oh my god.
And I roll down into the riverbed, and I just remember seeing glass shatter, and then all of a sudden I'm up at the top of the road on the road with my back, waiting for somebody. And one of my close friends who's another Aquarius, I didn't know that this was her partner that she had been seeing, but this man that she had been seeing pulls up in a van. It's like, hey, what's going on? Like, let me help you. Takes me home, like, talks to my partner, like, call, like, helps us. And then, like, a week later, I go to the local pub, when I used to drink, and I see her with that guy. And I'm like, that guy's an angel. He literally helped me.
Oh my gosh.
Insanity. Like, and she was like, of course. Like, he really is such a nice guy. But
so they actually weren't there?
No, he was there.
He was, okay.
What happened, but he was like, I'm just a guy who was there at the right time.
Wow.
Like, no, this is an old country road. People don't know up, you know?
You don't remember crawling out of your car and up to the road?
No. Wow. And you know what's funny is I had one of those will things you get from when you go to the ER where they're like, fill this out, it's a trust or whatever. If you look at the photo that's in my, like, my story where you can see my 4Runner all fucked up, there's a blue packet for, like, the will and trust. Like, laying scattered. Oh, yeah, I used to throw that on my car. So it's like shit scattered, but...
Yeah.
Probably still some of my stuff.
Wow.
It was a dry riverbed, but...
I am so glad you're alive.
Yeah. Me too. It was scary. And so I don't... they didn't do any really invasive tests at all. They were just like, you have inner wall chest contusions, which means like your ribs are bruised. And they came in with a big needle and gave me an anti-anxiety shot, and I was like, I see why Stevie Nicks got addicted to those. That's okay.
Yeah. For real.
And then they sent me home, you know, and
dang,
I still don't fully know what happened. I think I'll find out at some point.
Yeah, of course.
But
crazy.
A lot of times when something like that happens and you don't remember, it's because of an NDE experience where you're like not supposed to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. Totally.
And just, I think maybe your brain protecting you from trauma.
Mm-hmm. Too.
It's like that you don't need to know.
I'm real good at that.
Yeah.
So crazy.
Should we, do you want to pull a card for us? Is there anything else you want to talk about before we start wrapping up here? This has been, I feel like we went on a lot of tangents, but I love all of them.
Yeah. Oh, me too. I know. I feel like our brains play well together.
Yeah.
So Amber knows this oracle, right? I think I use this for you guys because they're very musical people. And for my like kind of artsy musical couples, I like to pull the music oracle. So this is for your boy, Taylor. Sorry, I'm bringing it back to him.
Okay. I'm loving this.
He's just said the word
validate
sweet.
Like 100 times, but
that's a medium's job, though, is to, the coolest part of my job is to validate, like, weird evidence that, like, and inside jokes with family and whatever that, like, there's no way that I would know. Like, how am I gonna know?
No, you hit home on so many things for us, like, even outside of, like, spirit baby energy that we're just, like, so spot
what
on.
What is it?
Janis Joplin.
Oh my goodness.
So Janis Joplin was my grandma's favorite.
So that's her. So
and literally her music was like playing at her funeral the entire time.
Oh my God.
The song like Take a Little Piece of My Heart, like that was her favorite song.
Oh.
So that's her letting you know that she's with him. Okay, so if I can just quiet myself to just share what she wants to say. She's showing me something with his nose. I feel like he's gonna have somebody's nose. To me, that's he's gonna have somebody's nose.
Probably big old gold nose. And the gold is that my mom's side of the family, and they have got these giant Jewish noses.
I love it.
No shade.
I like big noses. I love big noses. Yeah. So that's funny. So that's
hilarious.
So she doesn't want you to feel scared of birth again. It's so valid what happened, and she completely understands, like, obviously, but she wants you to know she's going to be there, and you really, really, as long as you stay open and just have all the support that you need, she's saying, make sure you have a doula, make sure you have multiple people on your side with you, supporting you, but yeah, I mean, I feel like you already know that you have to get a C-section, right?
So oh, no, that... I don't think so.
Okay, so you don't think so. Okay.
I don't know. I would, like, if I had to have another baby, like, a redemptive labor.
Absolutely. I support you having the birth that you want.
Yeah.
Definitely. Because I believe that can happen. That really, really can happen. But, yeah, so to just stay open was her message, and that you can do it. Somebody with who's the like TR name? Trish. I want to say Trish or something like that. It's not Trish. No, it's Tracy or something. Maybe Teresa. There's a T name.
I don't know. I'll have to think about it.
That'll. You have to think about it. And sometimes those are those things that come later and you're like, oh shit, of course, I didn't think of that person. But
it's not like a Tara or a Kara or anything like that.
It could Tara.
Okay, so I mean Kara is my aunt that passed, and her twin sister's Tara. So I don't know if that's like a.
Oh shoot! So are they both? They're both passed.
No, but that's only like T.
Kara's living.
Mm-hmm.
So usually when that comes through, it usually just means that she just kind of wants you to check in on her.
Yeah.
Is she older?
No, but she's like not well since her sister passed. Like, I mean, it was her twin and she's really like isolating herself and not doing well. So
I feel like your family looks at you like you're kind of the intuitive of the family, right? Like people kind of go to you to know what's up.
Yes.
Yeah. So you reaching out to her and talking to her, I feel like you're going to be able to provide some insight and answers about her sister.
Mm, yes.
All right.
Yeah.
You can do it.
Thank
Yay.
You.
I can hang out with you guys all day, so you're going to have to kick me off.
Fun. Let's pull for the collective. You want to pull one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys let me go grab a deck.
Ears are sweating.
I'll pull one too while she's
awesome.
So cool. Kendrick Lamar. So that's interesting because he raps about Archangel Metatron a lot.
Wow. Oh.
Yes, he's a Gemini who has a deep connection. Spirit baby messages. So I feel like we are calling in this, like, the conscious rapper, kind of like conscious poet, lyrical kind of poet.
Yeah.
Children right now that are, like, really able to process a lot of what's going on that's so heavy on earth through art.
So cool. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah, your little girl, I feel like, is going to be so artistic.
Yeah, I, like, see her and Mark, like, in a band together.
Yes.
You know? Like, he's, like, playing for her while she's, like, front stage in it, you know?
Is there a wine? I feel like at a winery. There's a winery.
Oh, there's so many wineries out here. Yeah.
Yeah. That's so cute. Like, they're going to have an act.
Yeah, I always feel like that. Because he's not a front man, but he's so talented.
Yeah. And he doesn't want to be the front man. Huh?
Yeah, no, he's very musical, very, very talented, but he's never the one, like, look at me, you know.
Yeah, he's holding it down.
What?
Now I have to talk to my annoying mom.
She's pulled a card for the collective that was Kendrick Lamar.
Okay.
This is really fucking good.
So he raps about Archangel Metatron, like, a lot, which came here.
Yeah. What'd you say?
So he raps about Archangel Metatron a lot, Kendrick Lamar.
Wow, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, I am being called to the Starseed Oracle, obviously. Yes.
Rebecca Campbell.
Like, why not? Do you want to tell me when to stop?
Sure.
Okay.
Stop.
This one or this one? Lifting the veil, questioning everything, anything unaligned must go. Let's see. Things aren't always as they seem. This era is one of uncovering mistruths so we can remember ancient truths. Everything in a state of recall and realignment. Anything that isn't in harmony with the planet will not survive.
Wow.
This feels like New Earth stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This goes for society and the world at large, as well as in our own lives. If you pull this card, you're being called to energetically scan your life for things that may no longer be in vibrational match for who you are or how you've grown, to dismantle the systems and ways of being that once served you and others but no longer do. I'm also feeling like I think that a lot of people my age and Amber's age were like, this world is fucked up, we don't want to have children or bring them into this, like, this isn't whatever. And the script has kind of flipped to being like, no, these children are gonna be what saves us and this planet. It's like, and also Generation Alpha is what's being born right now. And I saw TikTok, this lady was calling them like the honey badger.
I love that. Like, they really are. Yeah.
Because they're like,
that's,
they don't give a fuck.
Energy.
Yeah. Yeah. They like,
they'll tell you
honey
exactly
badger don't
is.
Give a fuck. They're feral. They will like, they'll be like you when you drink whiskey, like find the tallest man.
Yeah.
Party punch in the face, like that is the energy that these children are bringing right now, and that's what we need.
Seriously, we really do. And I feel that with all the things I do, I feel the energy of the children that are coming in, and you guys, like, they really are going to change things. It's
And then the card that was on the top is the Star Family card, and it says you're part of a team of souls, call in support.
Yeah, that sounds spot on for this too.
We're probably part of the whole same cluster, I feel. So.
Yeah. Exactly. So magical.
My dears.
Before we leave, we have just two questions we like to ask. And then we want you to plug all your things too.
Oh, yeah.
And then we will head on out of here. So the first question is, what is your go-to must-have thing that you do for self-care?
I would be annoyed at myself saying this probably a year ago, but meditation.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, totally.
Do you do that every day?
Not every day, but a lot of times during naps, like nap time. Mm-hmm. I used to do contact naps with my son for a really, really, wow. really long time.
Yeah.
And I would just like meditate or do handstand. So there's this place called the Monroe Institute. Robert Monroe was a scientist, and he got government funding to explore basically remote viewing, astral travel. He was astrally traveling, and he was trying to get it scientifically validated. Cool. The money from the feds ran out because, you know, they found out basically that there's no money in that. When you connect to the divine, you just feel good. So, but they have something called hemisync, where it puts sounds on both sides of your ears, and it basically syncs both hemispheres of your brain.
Cool. That's amazing. Super cool.
And then we'll try to get you out of here. I hear your child. If you could tell your younger self one thing, what would it be? And that could be your younger self all the way back when you were 5 or all the way up to like yesterday.
It's okay to feel and have emotions and for however long I need to. I don't need to feel better or moved on from something for anyone else. What we feel is on our own time, and emotions are a process, you know?
Yeah. I love that so much. That's so good.
We love you. This is great.
I love you guys. So fun. Thank you so much. I had so much
fun.
Thank
you for your time.
Yeah, thank you for your time, your insight, your talents. Yeah.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
Where can people find you and connect with you and book with you?
Yeah.
Oh, spiritbabyreadings.com or on Instagram at spiritbabyreadings or on TikTok. I'm girls just wanna have fun.
I love that. Thank you.
Awesome.
All right, my ladies, we'll have a beautiful Sunday. Thank you.
Thanks, Kimmy.
Bye.
This episode has been produced and mixed by Caleb Tunstall.
Find us on TikTok and Instagram at Waking Up the Witch.
Please email us your witchy stories, ghost stories, corrections, and advice questions to wakingupthewitch@gmail.com.
Love you.
Love you.